Ontario Premier Doug Ford urging everyone in the province to refrain from lighting campfires as 52 wildfires burn across the province and smoke from fires in Quebec is degrading our air quality. The Premier says that half of the fires are started by lightning strikes, the other half caused by human activity, such as not properly putting out campfires. Much of the province is under a fire ban, but Ford says he's urging people across the province not to light any campfires.
Approximately 50% of the fires are started by lightning strikes. The other 50% are people starting campfires, not putting out the campfires properly. So I'm asking every Ontarian, please do not light any campfires.
Ford was responding in question period to NDP leader Merritt Stiles, who says climate change is making the fire season worse. The premier says Ontario has 142 fire ranger crews and a fleet of 28 aircraft to fight fires, including 9 heavy water bombers. The crews are responding in full force to manage the fires. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry currently lists 52 active fires, including 28 that are not under control. As to those wildfires and the smoke they're creating, and the smoke that we're seeing and smelling now, well, what does that do to us? Dr. Wasim Saad is chief of staff at Windsor Regional Hospital. I spoke with him today about the health effects of this smoky air. You know, now that people are starting to smell this, we can certainly see it in the air. This wildfire smoke is here. It's very thick in other parts of the province, but, you know, we're probably going to get more of it, too, in the next few days. What should we be concerned with? What does this do to us?
A lot of times we're not exactly certain what it's going to do to normal, healthy people. We do know that one of the components of the smoke is something called PAHs, which is short for polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. We know that these can get into the lung stream because they're very small particles. So anyone can really inhale it. It can get down into the deep parts of the lungs and even be absorbed into the bloodstream. So for now, the recommendation is to ensure that anybody who has existing lung disease or even heart disease, because of the fact that it can get into the bloodstream and cause inflammation, should try to avoid being outside for any prolonged periods of time. This would also apply to the very young and those who are in the older age group. So at the extreme ages of extreme ranges of age, really should avoid being outside. And if you have the benefit of being indoors or being in an air-conditioned environment, that would be much safer because we know that these types of particles in smoke, if inhaled for prolonged periods of time, can lead to lung damage and exacerbate underlying lung conditions and also even exacerbate underlying cardiac conditions as well.
You know, we worry about air pollution on a regular basis, but this wildfire smoke's a little different. There's many components into it, plus particulate matter that comes with it, because, I mean, if you're close to the fires, you're going to see the ash in the air. It gets smaller and smaller farther away, but it's still there, right? And without getting too technical, I'd just like to ask you, from a medical standpoint, you know, we breathe it in, it gets into our lungs. How do our lungs react to that?
So the first reaction is sometimes the lungs will what we call constrict. The airways will narrow to try to prevent more particles from getting into the lungs. And this is why patients or people with underlying lung conditions like asthma or emphysema, for example, or fibrosis already have lungs that are compromised and that are sometimes constricted. So inhaling something that could cause further constriction will lead to more wheezing, will lead to more shortness of breath. And patients like this should definitely, again, avoid it if they can. And sometimes I would even recommend for some of my patients to pre-treat with their puffers so that they could reduce the severity of the symptoms. For normal, healthy people who inhale this, even they can sometimes feel the effects by feeling a bit short of breath and maybe even develop some wheezing, and again, should avoid it. But for the most part, the body will handle these particles. They will clear them out. And the effect should be very minimal on otherwise healthy people. But again, it all depends on the duration of exposure and the amount of exposure. If you're in a really thick smoke and you're inhaling it for several minutes or even hours, you're going to feel those effects and you want to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Once it's in your lungs, you were mentioning, especially for people with heart disease, you have to worry because it can cause some problems. Getting into the blood, it can cause inflammation?
That's exactly right. Because the particles are very small with what's circulating in the environment here, this far away from the actual wildfires, That's exactly right. They will go into the deeper parts of the lungs and then cross that barrier between the lungs into the bloodstream. And they have inflammatory components, so they can certainly cause inflammation. And if you're prone to inflammation already or have established heart disease where your arteries are clogged up with some plaque, which generally is associated with inflammation, that can exacerbate the problem and can lead to worsening of the heart conditions as well.
Okay, so it's serious. You know, it's not something to be trifled with in this of, you know, this in the air just going, we're a long way from it.
Absolutely not. You're right. And again, we also know that these particles can potentially also be carcinogenic. And again, I don't want to scare people, but a prolonged exposure to these types of chemicals and compounds can cause changes to your DNA. They can lead to certain types of cancers, obviously lung cancer being one of them. But we know that with anything, even if it is a carcinogenic component, short-term exposure most of the time is not going to hurt people in the long run, but it's prolonged exposure. So if you do not need to be in this environment or you can protect yourself and avoid it until it sort of hopefully passes over us and away from us, that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. So, you know, if you're typically like to get out and for a run after work or before work or things like that, you know, think twice about this because you'll be breathing in deep and you don't want to be doing that in this atmosphere.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. If you go outside preparing to go for a run and you can actually smell smoke, it's probably best that you avoid the run that day or run inside.
Should we be worried about children out there?
Yes. As I mentioned, we are recommending that anyone at the extremes of age, very young children in particular, and the elderly should certainly avoid being outside when you can see this type of thick smoke and fog outside.
Yeah, I've heard in other cities like Ottawa, where it's very thick right now, you know, that they've stopped like outside recess and stuff at schools. They want to make sure the kids are a little more protected.
Yes, absolutely. And that becomes a public health measure where you would expect the health unit to make recommendations like that, depending on the air quality and what would be acceptable and what wouldn't based on levels in the environment.
So when we do get a special weather statement because of, ground level ozone, things like that, because of air pollution, we need to pay attention and not just fluff these off when we hear them, that they're actually for our own protection.
Yes, absolutely. If you hear about an advisory that's based on the Air Quality Health Index and there's a recommendation that's being made, it certainly would be in everyone's best interest to follow those recommendations.
Dr. Saad, thanks so much.
All right, Patty, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Dr. Waseem Saad, Chief of Staff at Windsor Regional Hospital, about the dangers, the health effects of wildfire smoke. It's not thick here yet. We're just barely smelling it and seeing it high up in the air, but we do have to take precautions and be prepared if it gets thicker like other places are getting. And the wind out of the north bringing this smoke is still coming at us tonight and tomorrow as well. So there's no end to it just yet. We did get a statement from our local health unit, from Dr. Mehdi Alouch, Medical Officer of Health for Windsor Essex. And they say, with Environment Canada issuing a special air quality statement for our region due to smoke from wildfires, I want to remind residents of Windsor and Essex County that wildfire smoke can be harmful to everyone's health, even at low concentrations. They say currently, the health unit's recommending that individuals continue to take action to reduce the risk of exposure to the wildfire smoke. People with lung disease, such as asthma or heart disease, older adults, children, pregnant people, and people who work outdoors are at higher risk of experience health effects caused by the smoke. They're saying stop the outdoor activities, contact your healthcare provider if you or someone in your care has shortness of breath, wheezing, including asthma attacks, severe cough, dizziness, or chest pains. They say keep indoor air clean by keeping the doors and windows closed. If you do have to be outside for a long period of time, they say use a well-fitted respiratory type mask, you know, like an N95 that kind of makes sure that it fits all around your nose and mouth if you're required to work or spend long periods outdoors. And if you have an HVAC system in your home, use the highest rated MERV filter for your system, an air purifier in rooms where you spend a lot of time if you can, and just try to stay away from it if you can, and stay indoors with the windows closed just to be sure. And they also say be sure to check on friends and family members, especially those who could be more susceptible to smoke. And the health unit will be working with provincial partners to monitor the local air quality, and we'll talk more about it if things change. And for more information about the current alert, you can visit the Environment Canada website to check it out.